action, entertainment, and lifestyle. You know what it is.
Entertainment.
Here are the nominees.
It's The Fix with Karen Vaughn on 100.3 WRNB.
So after the big game and all the drama, Kevin Hart flew back to Philly to do something very sweet. He met Monday morning with a young fan who is battling an inoperable brain tumor.
Seeing this young girl here was an important thing. She's going through some tough times, and her family reached out. And within the tough times that she's going through, the dream she had was to meet me. So what I said, let's make that dream happen. Because I wanted to see this beautiful young girl, make her aware of how much she's loved by not only her family, people like myself, and give her the strength to understand that she's not just fighting the fight alone. She's now got a friend in me that's going to fight the fight with her.
Fresh off their win, Eagles players Jay Ajayi and Corey Clement made quite an entrance on Jimmy Kimmel Live last night.
It's sealed. We the champs.
How would you describe Eagles fans?
Oh, man, I'm from Philly, so I already know how amped up they are. And
yeah.
When you think back, they greased the light poles because they knew what was coming after the game. Yep. So, shout out to Philadelphia, man. We brought something special back home.
After Super Bowl 52 and the big win by the Eagles, Bruno Mars went to Twitter asking one thing of the NFL, that to pick a hip-hop artist for the 2019 Super Bowl in Atlanta. He also went on to name artists he thought would be good, like Outkast, T.I., Gucci Mane, and Lil Jon. I'm here for it, Bruno. With big plans for 2018 and a Martin reboot coming soon, Tisha Campbell Martin has released a brand new single. It's called I Don't Want to Be Alone. Check it out.
Temptation got you open. I don't want to be alone tonight. I don't want to be alone tonight.
And the dance video she has for it is pretty cool, too. Girlfriend still got her moves. A scientist from Japan said that they may have found a cure for baldness, and it's in a chemical that is used to make, of all things, McDonald's fries. The silicone that is added to McDonald's fries to stop the cooking oil from frothing is saying to be the ingredient to help baldness. So I can have some McDonald's fries, cure a craving, and get my edges right. All right. You can check out the full story at rnbphilly.com. And lastly, Thursday is the big parade celebrating the big game win of the Eagles. It kicks off at 11 a.m. at Broad and Patterson. It's going to end with a ceremony at the Art Museum. Now, the ceremony is going to be on the steps of the Art Museum at 1 p.m., and it's expected to last until 3 p.m. And the parade will leave Lincoln Financial Field, pass through City Hall, and then head to the Art Museum. And get this, Scepter rides are free on the Mark Frankfurt line and the Broad Street line all day to get people to and from the parade route sponsored by Independence Blue Cross. Get all the details on the big parade on Thursday now at rnbphilly.com.
You just got your fix with Karen Vaughn on 102.3 WRNB.